WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 24 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, a report out of Nebraska says two people from Atlantic were injured during a collision at around midday Sunday on Interstate 80. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, the accident happened near the Waverly exit at around noon Sunday when an eastbound semi crossed the median and struck a westbound SUV occupied by 78-year-old Robert Harlan and his 78-year-old wife Joan, both of whom are from Atlantic. The driver of the semi was also injured. He was identified as 45-year-old Princewell DeBrins from Texas. All three were transported to a local hospital. The accident remained under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Union County man was arrested Sunday afternoon on a drug charge. 31-year-old Nathan Richard Hewlett of Creston was arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription drug medication. Hewlett was being held in the Adams County Jail. The sheriff's office said also that a Red Oak woman was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop in Adams County. 25-year-old Christine McGlade was pulled over at around 1:50 p.m. for having an expired license tag and a cracked windshield. McGlade was found to have had a warrant for her arrest issued out of Page County. She was arrested for driving while revoked, failure to have an ignition interlock device, and expired tags. McGlade was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a Des Moines firefighter has been injured battling a blaze in a tire shop. KCCI reports the fire was reported around 10 a.m. Monday. Authorities say the fire started while workers were attending to a vehicle that was on a lift inside Don's Tire and Auto. The employees escaped without injury. The injured firefighter was taken to Mercy Medical Center Des Moines with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities charged a whistleblowing former Iowa judge with insurance fraud just days after she appeared in court challenging her 2-year-old firing over the same allegation. Former administrative law judge Susan Ackerman joined AFSCME Iowa Council 61 on December 16th in asking a judge to throw out a deeply flawed arbitration decision that upheld her termination. 4 days later, Ackerman received notice that she was charged with a felony for allegedly falsely certifying that her daughter was single so that she could qualify for state health insurance in 2013. Another of Ackerman's daughters alleged last week the timing appeared retaliatory, but authorities denied that. Ackerman was fired in January 2015, months after testifying that Governor Terry Branstad's administration had pressured judges to favor employers over workers in unemployment benefits disputes. Arbitrator John Sandy upheld the firing a year later, but AFSCME argued that he demonstrated bias because he accidentally recorded himself disparaging Ackerman after the hearing. The Iowa Public Employment Relations Board agreed in August that Sandy's decision had substantive inaccuracies and omissions and suspended him 6 months. A judge is expected to rule soon on whether to uphold the decision or order a new arbitration hearing. And a preliminary hearing has been scheduled next month for a 67-year-old Bettendorf woman accused of stealing more than $434,000 from her employer. Online court records say Joan Maureen Smith is charged with felony theft, and Smith's hearing is set for January 6th in Davenport. Authorities say Smith is accused of stealing from chest and vascular surgery in Davenport while she worked there from 1989 to this year as an office manager. In the funeral announcements, Marvin Halber, age 69, of Manning, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial for Marvin Halber will be this morning at 10 o'clock at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Irene Baylor, age 87, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Irene Baylor will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, east of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Dinison, age 93, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Harlan, died December 19th. Funeral services for Ruth Dinison will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Edward Fisher III, age 60, of Harlan, died December 15th. A memorial service for Edward Fisher III will be on Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Alfred Olson, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Alfred Olson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Fiegenbutz, age 94, of Elliott, died Friday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Fiegenbutz will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Robert Kramer, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Robert Kramer will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lois Hildebrand, age 85, of Oakland, died Sunday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Lois Hildebrand will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Laura Nickel, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Laura Nickel will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. John Schumacher, age 91, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for John Schumacher will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Thomas Tom Merritt, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Tom Merritt will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Lewis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Lewis Chapman are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.